재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean Keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about books, books and more books. What was the latest book that you read? 여러분이 가장 최근에 읽은 책 무엇이었을까요? 샵 1013, 우리 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 제목 이렇습니다. 기다릴 필요 없이 바로 열람. 전자책 18,000권 업데이트. Read right away without waiting. 18,000 e-books were updated. 기다리다가, meaning you've been waiting and waiting to wait. 할 필요 없이, no need to wait any longer. 바로, right away. 전자책, meaning e-books. And when you actually count certain figures, and this could be when we're talking about books is actually 권, but if you're talking about e-books, you count them as 건, which is a case or a unit to count an accident, a document, or an item of an agenda and things like that. So the Seoul Metropolitan Library updated 18,000 online content, 18,000권을 업데이트를 했었는데요. Now this allows users to rent, borrow these books from their smartphones or their PCs at home. And this comes from the COVID situation prolonging. Now, the Seoul Metropolitan Library said that it has tripled its online content in addition to 10,000 of them already in service. So more and more new things are up to date so people can just see a wide variety of books and electronic books to choose from as well. So this is 15,000 e-books and 3,000 audiobooks. Now, these audiobooks are professional voice actors, and they're the ones who recorded it. 근데 저도 이제 운전을 하니까 오디오북에 관심이 너무 가진 거예요. 너무 좋은 것 같아요. 집중을 못할 것 같지만, 이제 이 성우님들이 너무 재밌게 잘 읽으시더라고요. And if you haven't listened to an audiobook before, I highly recommend it. 진짜 강추천합니다. Now, all of this content are subscribed without restrictions on the number of borrowers. 근데 예전 같은 경우에는 몇 명 이상이 빌리면 예약을 해서 기다려야 했잖아요. But now these are owned books by the Seoul Library, and they have restrictions on the number of simultaneous users. So if they are already checked out, then you have to make a reservation. But when it comes to e-books, these electronic books, they're actually purchased by the Seoul Library from e-book distributors. So you can use them immediately without reservation or without waiting or anything like that. So to borrow electronic books from the Seoul Library, you can visit their website, sign up for a membership. It's easy as that. You can also borrow up to 5 books per person. Seoul Library, the building itself, is actually temporarily closed under the Seoul Metropolitan Government's quarantine guidelines on the spread of COVID-19. So it is recommended to apply for an online membership card. Obviously, you'll have access to these 18,000 different content than you can have on your phone or any digital device that you have, of course, with internet as well. So as the pandemic made libraries close, the number of checkouts of ebooks naturally increased. So the number actually doubled from around 90,000 in 2019 to almost 200,000 ebooks were checked out just last year in 2020. The head of the Seoul Metropolitan Library said that they will continue to supplement ebook homepage and viewer apps so that they can become an online content platform for Seoul citizens in the future. So it's definitely an exciting time to, I guess, be a member right away. I think being one of the first members of these subscriptions might be a better advantage to get used to the platform. And also, I don't know, there could be some more benefits as well. In any case, we're getting into some more messages about dreams. It seems like lots of people have much to talk about. 꿈에 대해서, 장래 희망에 대해서 많은 분들이 문자가 들어오는데요. 2150님께서는 전 항상 꿈이 없어서 문제였어요. 지금도 고민이고요. 하지만 하루하루 행복하자! 라고 생각하고 당장 지금 일부터 열심히 하고 있습니다. 라고 보냈어요. Yeah, I mean, I think that's another secret to life. 내일은 내일 걱정할 수도 있고 어제 일은 걱정할 필요도 없잖아요. 그래서 지금 right now를 생각을 하면서 집중을 하는 거죠. I mean, that's why they call, you know, right now a gift. They call it the present. 선물이니까 영어로 present라고 하잖아요. 현재가 present이라고 볼 수도 있습니다. 2450님께서도 꿈이죠. 오늘 푼디님 노래 신청해도 될까요? Of course! 신청곡 보내주세요. 푼디님이 부른 아틀, oh my gosh. 이거는 안 돼요. 푼디님이 부르는 아틀란티 소녀 신청해요 라고 보냈습니다. Thank you for your messages. I don't know if we'll have time actually to listen to that song. But in any case, thank you for your messages. Once again, we want to give out our quiz. 오늘의 nonsense quiz 한 번 더 읽어보겠습니다. This one's a good one for people who want to get into investing and maybe finances as well. 이자 없는 꿈. 아, sorry. 아, 이자 없이 꾸는 것은 뭘까요? 2450님 꿈이죠 라고 보냈는데요. 맞습니다. Take a look at the meaning for this this pun. 이자 means interest. 없이 is without. So without interest, what can you 꾸어? 꾸어 is a term that means to borrow or to lend, but also it means to dream. 꿈을 꾸다. 또는 돈을 꾸울 수 있는 그런 두 가지의 의미를 갖고 있는 표현인데요. The answer is 꿈, dreams. That's the only thing you can 꾸어 without getting interest on them. Thank you for your messages. We'll leave you guys with a song. Here is Nell. Stay. Stay. 눈물이 마를 때까지 stay. 너를 모를 때까지 stay.